Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. With training camp right around the corner, BetOnline has opened up odds for team wins, division futures, and, of course, the Super Bowl. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEF to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello and welcome back to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about our top seven NCAA quarterbacks for 2022 is our expert host in the field, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
What's going on, Jeremiah? Talking about my prediction, my picks for the top seven quarterbacks right now coming into 2022, it's going to be a great time and I think a great list. So I'm ready for it, man.
Absolutely. And we just want to shout out all of the people watching the show, myself and our entire team. We just want to shout you out, Mr. Logan Landers. Thank you for all of your hard work putting these slides together every single week, getting the information ready for our audience and presenting it in a way that's easily absorbable. It's got all the finer points. So I want to say thank you from our all audience and the team for all the hard work that you do. And without further ado, let's look at this. It is a lot, and we know it. Every morning at 8 a.m., we come in here, and we bust this out, and you are ready to rock, sir. So thank you so much for that. Well, let's get into it. We're going to look at starting with number seven. Yeah, I'm just going to let you go through these. If anybody is watching would have any comments or anything they'd like to add, just throw it in the comments, and we'll come back and we'll answer through those. So without further ado, Mr. Logan Landers, tell us about these picks.
Let's do it. Number seven, I've got the young man. Formerly at Oklahoma, now at South Carolina with the Gamecocks, I've got Spencer Rattler at number seven. A lot of people might think, why isn't he higher? Why is he even on the list? Well, let me tell you. I've got him at number seven just because we all know last year was a rough year for Mr. Rattler. Had a decent season, 1,483 yards, 11 touchdowns, 5 picks. For a man who a lot of people thought last year was the number one quarterback in college football, potential Heisman candidate. But now he's at a new school. He's out of that system in Oklahoma. He gets a fresh start for Coach Shane Beamer. And you're getting a guy who has a career 70% completion percentage, 40 touchdowns and only 12 interceptions. So you're getting a guy who, like I mentioned last year, lost his starting gig, but was still a good player, close to 75% completion last year. So that's why I've got him at number seven. I expect him to definitely, if he has a great year for the Gamecocks, to move up my list. But currently going this season, he is my number seven quarterback. At number six, I've got the young man out of Coastal Carolina, Grayson McCall. Now, Grayson had a great 2021 season, 2,873 yards, 27 touchdowns, and only 3 INTs. A tremendous season for the young man with the Coastal Carolina Chanticleers. And a man who we just did actually a draft prospect video on last week with, of course, Mr. Football Vince Turner and former NFL scout Daniel Kelly. Go check that out to learn more about this young man. He was phenomenal last year. Led the entire nation in terms of passer efficiency with 207.7. Now, last week, you can check out the video. Like I said, Mr. Kelly, he named off a tremendous list of former Heisman winners. Of former number one overall picks who had a lower passer efficiency than Mr. McCall here on the screen. So I had to put him in my top seven list at number six. As a starter, 20-2 overall in the past 2 years and a tremendous touchdown interception ratio, 54-6. So he's been at Coastal Carolina his whole career. He could have went elsewhere, but he chose to stay loyal, stay with his team, bleeding that teal. So I had to put him on my list at number six. Number five, I've got Devin Leary coming to you from the Wolfpack out of NC State. And I had to put him on this list because his numbers were, man, just eye-popping. Last year, he had a tremendous set here, right? He looked good. 3,433 yards, 35 touchdowns, and only 5 INTs. A tremendous year for this young man. And I had to, man. He went on an absolute tear last season in the last few games. 18 touchdowns, only 3 picks in the last 5 games. I had to just because he was one of the hottest quarterbacks in the league last year. And the only two players who had a better in terms of interception touchdown ratio in those last few games was, some guys named, Bryce Young and C.J. Stroud, who we'll be hearing from a little bit later. So I had to put him on here. Doesn't have a lot of interceptions, has a bunch of touchdowns, throws for a lot of yards, a big-name QB. I expect him to have an even better 2022 season and climb up those depth charts. Number 4, we've got Caleb Williams, the young man who beat Spencer Rattler last year, who is also at a new school. He is going to be at USC with the Trojans this year. Last year, like I said, not the greatest numbers because he was taking over. 1,912 yards, 21 touchdowns, though, and 4 INTs. Like I said, made a huge impression on Coach Riley last year. And he, both of them left Oklahoma going to USC. And he is going to have a better supporting cast around him. He's got superstar written all over him, potentially. And I think that Williams, who has, like I mentioned, pretty good passer rating, 64.5% completion. And for someone who, he took someone's job last year. What more can he say? He was so impressive. And now he's going to be under that California spotlight now with the glitz and glamour of Cali. So he's got a big season ahead of him. That's why I've got him at number 4 on my list. Number 3. Now, this is where a lot of people aren't going to like me, Jeremiah. I don't know why. I did a video a few months ago that was just begging the question of, is Stetson Bennett a top 5 quarterback? Not top 7, top 5. And I said, of course. You see on the screen, he's kissing a national championship. How could he not? I understand, right? I understand that last year, we all know the Georgia defense was top-notch, one of the best in college football history. But I had to put the mailman on there because without him, you got to score points. Last year, really good season, 2,862 yards, 29 touchdowns, 7 INTs. Now, you might think that's like, well, Logan, you just read off some other guys with some better stats. I don't care. Look at his numbers as a starter, 14-3 over the last 2 years. This guy, he just wins. That's all it's about. In the national championship, he was really good. In the playoff rounds against Michigan in Alabama, he had a 66% completion percentage. Big game momentum right there. He averaged close to 270 yards a game. He had 5 touchdowns and 0 INTs in those big games. So he's done something that up to this point, right, none of the other guys on this list has really done in terms of getting a national championship and also doing it against the toughest opponents with Michigan, who is a top 4 team, and Alabama, who's always a top 4 team. So I had to put Stetson Bennett number 3 on my list solely because he was, obviously the defense was the heart and soul on their side of the ball, but with the willpower, with the fans behind him, Stetson Bennett, man, he's got to be on the list, and that's why I've got him at number 3. Number 2, we're going with C.J. Stroud, the quarterback from the Ohio State University. Now, Stroud is an absolute dynamite quarterback, man. It was tough with him and my number 1 pick because their stats are so similar. C.J. Stroud last year, I'm going to break it down. 71.9% completion percentage. Unheard of. Just amazing. 4,435 passing yards, 44 touchdowns, and only 6 interceptions against for a really good player against a tough schedule, and he was just tremendous, man. And also in the Rose Bowl, right, his bowl game that they were in, he's almost threw for 600 yards, 573, and 6 scores. So he averaged 10.1 yards per attempt, so he's a big game changer, throws the ball deep. And like I mentioned, man, he was great against a lot of teams last year, and I think he could definitely be up for a Heisman this upcoming season. I think Stroud is a tremendous quarterback. He's got great accuracy, amazing strength, and someone who is definitely, I think, going to be a first-round talent. But he is not my number one overall solely because we've got the Heisman winner from last season, Bryce Young. Of course, you got to put the Heisman at number one, you would think. Bryce Young, Alabama, number one on my list. And a really good year. Like I mentioned, pretty similar to Stroud in terms of stats. 5,872, had a little bit more there. He had 47 touchdowns and 7 interceptions. So you can see why it was tough picking those two in terms of my one and number two. But, man, again, what really put Bryce Young at number one for me was the dominant performance he had against Georgia in the SEC championship game. We all know the only game that Georgia lost last season. 421 yards and 3 touchdowns against, like I mentioned, one of the best defenses we've ever seen. So he was tremendous. And also in the college football playoff, right, against Georgia, he still put up great numbers. 369 yards all in all, with both of his top two receivers being down. So he was a tough pick, but he had to be my choice for number one overall. In the Iron Bowl last year, he came up clutch. He was just a tremendous player. What you mentioned, won the Heisman, rightfully so. He is my selection for the top quarterback coming into 2022. One more time, just for everyone coming in, I'm going to go through the list one more time. Number seven, we got Spencer Rattler, South Carolina. Number six, we're going to Coastal Carolina with Grayson McCall. Five is Devin Leary from NC State. A lot of Carolina love early on. Number four, we've got USC Trojan, Caleb Williams. Four, we have the mailman, Stetson Bennett from national champion UGA Bulldogs. Number two is from the Ohio State, CJ Stroud. And finally, once again, number one is Bryce Young, Alabama Heisman winner. I can't wait to see how all of these gentlemen and some more who didn't make my top seven list, potentially my top 10, if they can move up and down these depth charts this upcoming season. We can't wait for it, man. The season's coming up very soon, Jeremiah. It's going to be fun to watch how all these amazing quarterbacks do and another step in their football career. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Mr. Logan Landers. That was an incredible list. I really feel like the fans, as they watch through these lists, as they start to think about not only who on their own teams is important and exciting, but also who might be their competition, this gets really exciting. So that was an incredible list. Do you think that list in the way that you've got it laid out, 1 through 7, will change as we get closer? Do you think it won't change till after the year has started? What do you think might be potential for changes?
For me, it's going to be a week-to-week evaluation, I think, because it's got to be, right? Because like I mentioned, the main thing with Rattler, with Williams, I mean, one of them lost the job, the other one gained it. So if Williams is having a rough season, if Rattler goes out and balls out, has a Heisman-like season, of course I'm going to move them up. Some of these guys might not be in my top seven at the end of the season, and some of them might bump up all the way to number one. So I'm going to take it on a week-by-week basis. Of course, sit down, crunch the numbers, see how they did, and we'll see this kind of next year who's going to be my top seven quarterbacks in 2023. We'll see how much changes.
Yeah, and that is such a great point you make there, that you have to, especially with college football athletes, with college football systems, you do have to keep up with it week to week. It's very likely that a few of these players will excel very early on. Unfortunately, it's possible there could be some injuries that come into play over time. So all of you people on that list, stay healthy. Healthy. Keep yourself healthy. Drink your water. Do your exercises. But definitely, yeah, everybody, we hope that everyone stays healthy, but it's tremendous changes in college football when any big shakeup happens, whether it's people moving teams, whether it's trouble off the field, whether there are injuries, anything like that, totally shakes a system. So yeah, like you said, we're really excited to keep up with this, and yeah, maybe we can continue to do some updates on these throughout and maybe do like a mid-season recap and see where those top seven have landed.
There we go.
So that's exciting, yeah. So for everybody watching on our live video or on our podcast, thank you so much for watching. We love our live viewers. We love our podcast listeners. And if you're over on Spotify, you're over on Apple iTunes, you're over on your Amazon, your iHeartRadio, the Believe Podcast Network, or anywhere that you love listening to podcasts, just jump in there and give us a review, a follow, a thumbs up, whatever it takes to interact with us. And we will be so appreciative. Incredible reviews coming coming through. We love all of the feedback and response that you give us. Thankfully, all of our responses tend to be positive, but if there is something you'd love to see or love to see us do differently on the show, then please, that's a great forum for giving us that response is through the review system. So please jump in there, and thank you so much, Mr. Logan Landers, for covering the top seven NCAA quarterbacks for 2022 as we read it today. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and we are 100 Yards of Football. We'll be back with another live episode.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on, and who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.